And welcome back. It's Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand here with my tag team partner.
Hi, Lisa. I'm Mike, your Astro Daddy, and it's Saturday, the 31st. Could you believe the 31st of August, the last day of August, Lisa?
We are rolling through this year, that's for sure.
We are. And you know what? We're still dealing with that Chiron trine Mercury. That's still, we've been talking about that since the full moon on the 19th of August. And here we are talking on the 31st, and it is still with us. So again, that emotional healing, we're able to really find a path through our words. And that continues throughout the day today, because that's one of the only major aspects that's happening until we get to 11 o'clock tonight.
Well, before we get to 11 o'clock, let me talk about what you were saying with our words. We've got the Five of Swords. Now, five is always creativity, okay? It's representing Leo, and we've got Mercury in Leo. All right. Swords are our mind. So this is the story that we tell ourselves. And Five of Swords is self-doubt, particularly when you're creating. It's that gas brakes, like Jupiter and Saturn again. It's the place where, as you're expanding, as you're telling a bigger, better story about you, that your fear brain may creep in and doubt what you're doing, nitpick at you. You know, it's not in Virgo, but it's still got the carryover energy. We've got the sun in Virgo and Venus. You know, it's like, oh, nope, Venus has slipped into Libra. So it's like we get a little help there. But still, it's the place where we've got to be willing to push back on our fear and our doubt. All right. Fear lies and doubt your doubts. Are they true? Do you really know they're true? Because remember, fear overestimates the threat and underestimates us. There's nothing wrong with self-doubt or, you know, those thoughts coming in. It's how you handle them. So today is a wonderful opportunity to don't be afraid of those thoughts. Manage them. Your mind works for you. It's the servant. Give it direction and tell it if for every worst case scenario, it's got to come up with a best case scenario because one is just as possible as the other. The more you do that, the more it trains your mind. Can't serve up a worst case scenario or a criticism without serving up a best case and a compliment.
Perfect. You know, I'm just going to piggyback on that and just say that 11 o'clock aspect at night on Saturday night is going to allow us feeling good, because the moon will sextile Jupiter at 11:06 p.m. on Saturday night. So a feeling of emotional contentment, accomplishment is achieved.
I love that. I love that. You know, that Moon and Jupiter, and it's got to touch Saturn in there too, because the Jupiter and Saturn are in that interesting aspect, but with that, it really helps you ground those fears and tell a better story. You're going to succeed at managing your fears, managing your doubts, push back, doubt your doubts, you know, counteract your fears, really drill down. And then you can use the creative five and keep telling a better story about you to you. I'm Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand.
And I'm Michael, your Astro Daddy, and we'll
Signing
see
off.
you next time. Bye, everyone.
Thanks.